know, right? These crazy kids and their emotionally charged vendettas. I would be surprised if they haven't already. June puts on a tough face, but she's basically a big sack of tears in a vest. So how does it feel being the terminally bound matespread of an alien witch you wrote fanfiction about when you were a child? Wow, that sounds amazing. It's hard to explain, which is why it works. I've always had black inclinations toward Egbert. I know what it was. June is... There's something both disgusting and delicious about her. It's a quality that charms me enough that I forget about. Well, I thought I did a few times, but it's a tangled, broken call festival out in Paradox Space. English did so many numbers on reality, I lost count. I don't want to talk about it. Frisk is either dead or doesn't want to be found, which is all there is to say on the matter. Things always move fast for me, Miriam. Who fucking knows how long we'll last before the next stupid thing tries to kill us? I just want to do shit until it's over and try not to worry about it. No, I'm just trying to keep my mind off of... I keep thinking this has to stop somewhere and soon, but it keeps going. Like I said, I move fast. Within seconds of initiating any shade of romantic entanglement with another person, I know all the most likely outcomes. What arguments we'll have, how many times we'll have sex, how long it will take for them to get what they need from me and move on to someone else. Makes it easier for everyone when no one involved has time to get attached. The only person who ever seemed to evade probability was Vriska. Until June. It doesn't matter to me, Kanaya. Which is exactly what's so deliriously upsetting about our relationship. It should matter to me. I cannot figure out why it doesn't. Being around her is infuriating because she's somehow as much as both of them, if not more. That's dumb and lame, just like you. You really haven't changed at all. Yeah, young Terezi definitely wouldn't have found herself thinking she might be... Yeah, Rose, what the fuck? Oh, fuck me. I go into my Silodex for my cane, but it's not there. Fucking little shit, I threw it in the bushes before the retcon. Rose and Kanaya jump and say something irrelevant as I tear through their kitchen for literally anything. Knife? Knife kind isn't my specialist, but fuck it, there's no time as we all hear June slammed into the wall on the other side of the kitchen. When I slide the door open, I...